today and you ask them what it is about pop culture that they like, and the first thing they'll say is the beat.
Get yourself addicted.
Welcome into the Pop Culture Pile Driver. Get addicted to the content. I am Jason Rossi. Can be followed across all social media platforms at Jason D. Rossi. And our little show here, you can follow along at Pop Culture PD. And if you do, it will instantly make you know who the murderer is, Bill, or the killer. The killer. It's in the poster. We'll talk about it. Does it say plural? I thought it said killer on the poster.
No,
in the poster.
But, I mean,
don't you do this to me. We'll talk about it, Bill. Don't you start teasing me because I've been watching things. I pull out the magnifying glass, the thing you
I'm
look at.
I'm all about edging these days. I'm all about teasing.
Yeah, I put in, what's the thing to look at a diamond? What are those things called?
Kaleidoscope?
No, it's not called a kaleidoscope. A kaleidoscope's like when you look at multiple colors. Like a thing that you look at diamonds. I was looking at that, searching the poster. I'm looking at things. Is there a character within a character's eye? It's
going to
get crazy. What?
Magnifying glass?
Oh, God damn it, Bill. Didn't you bought a ring before and you're going to buy more in the future.
A monocle? So I don't know.
Oh, God. I'm done. I'm done with you. But you can, it will instantly make you find out who that killer is. And with me, as always, that annoying guy over there is my tag team partner in the podcast sphere. He can be followed along most social media platforms at BillyD2411, but not over on Twitter because that son of a bitch gets booted off on the regular. He is the bad boy of Twitter. Legit. Banned. Banned. Could you ever bring it back, you think?
No. Too many
gone for life, for life, like the NWO. He is Billy D. I'm not even giving you an OnlyFans this week. What's going on, man?
Hello. Yeah, I guess I don't deserve it. It is nice to get a break from that. But we got a cast of characters to bring in soon. I'm excited.
Yeah, we should be a Scream. Scream 2022 is the working title. It's not Scream 5, any official, but we are going to be discussing it in roundtable form. We will bring in our panel. If you've listened to our preview podcast, we did Scream 1, 2, 3 with guests 4. We were just like, screw it. Do you want to do this? They're like, yeah, sure.
We couldn't find another big Scream fan.
Yeah, we probably could have, but we didn't really try. That's what we are, the Pop Culture Pile Driver. We're always achieving to try. But we are bringing back those guests. The original Scream we reviewed with DK Lives, Ben Zweiman. We welcome him back. Ben, how the hell are you, brother?
I'm doing great, guys. Very excited for I'm calling it 5 Cream because initially they had the 5 as the S, so it's
that's
5 Cream to me. yeah, I'm doing great. I rewatched some of them before this, just like, you know, screw it, let's like refresh, get the juices flowing, refresh the memory a little bit. But super pumped for the movie. Hopefully we'll see it this weekend. And yeah, glad to see you guys too.
All right, good to have you here. When we reviewed Scream 2, we brought in Paige Fabretti. I never know if I'm saying her name right. She is in multiple sources. She's on the Schmo Show. What is it? Feature Flicks over on the Gram. Paige, how the hell are you?
So swell. So happy to talk about, hopefully, my upcoming favorite Scream movie of 2022. But Ben also stole my joke because I was going to call it 5 Cream 2.
I thought you had a different name when you were on. Didn't you have like a
weird... No, I think she called it 5 Cream the first time.
5 Cream, man. All day, every day.
It's a movement.
Yeah. Okay, so
I feel like you got to go like that. It's like
the
a...
kind of movement you want.
Yeah, all right. Well, Jesus Christ here, people. It's PG-13 in this podcast. And when we reviewed the worst Scream of the franchise, Scream 3, we brought in our friend over from the Dork Podcast and WEEI's from Gresh and Keefe. He is the latter. He is Rich Keefe. Keefe, what's going on? If I could add you. There you go.
I haven't been this excited, Rossi, since we reviewed the worst Scream movie in the history of Scream movies. But no, I'm excited to be here. I'm not going to call it 5 Cream. I'm going to call it the one that... where Dewey dies. That's what I'm gonna call it.
Oh shit, spoilers. Wait, did you get a screener? Are you like that hot of a celebrity?
Yeah, I've already seen it. It's great movie.
Dewey's dead. Good to know right off the bat. All right, so the format of this podcast, and also wait, let me bring in our guest from Scream 4 review. His name is Billy D. Billy, good to have you back.
Hey, good to be back.
All right, so Bill, this just to give people that may be catching us for the first time here, this was your first time viewing all the Screams except for the first one, correct? As you led
the
here?
First one was one of my sister's favorite movies, and it's my favorite scary movie. And then all the other ones I'd never even seen. And I really didn't have any idea on anything except Scream 3. I kind of remembered the ending scene from like seeing it at a party. So
my shitty party.
All right.
So we're going to kind of go round table wise. We have 11 questions, the podcaster's dozen of questions will go around. Feel free to make sure you get all the input in, anything you think crazy, wacky. But we'll start off with kind of what we were kind of teasing here. 10 years from now, what will this movie be called? And the only reason I give you more time is because there's a Scream from 1996. This is being called Scream, but do you think this will eventually be called Scream 5? Will it get a different title in the future? Will they give it a subtitle? Because it looks like they're making more. So let's kick it over. We'll start with Rich Keefe. What do you think this, or Randy Meeks, what will this movie be called?
Yes, thank you. I don't think it'll be called Scream 5. I think we'll either refer to it as the Scream reboot, because this might kick off like yet maybe another trilogy, or whatever significant happens in it, we're going to refer to it as that. So I'm just joking about the Dewey thing, but if it's that, or if it's, you know, whatever, something that's going to jump out, or like, oh, the one where Stu comes back or something like that, because I don't think they want to get in the habit of numbering them, because they did the best they could to ignore 3 in 4. So it's not like they even want 5 Scream movies. They only want 3. So it's the new thing that they're doing, though. Like Halloween, I call it the Danny McBride Halloween. Then the Candyman, we call it like the Jordan Peele Candyman, but they're all really 3 or 5 or no matter what the number is. So I think you're just going to have some sort of, unfortunately, like a long title for it.
Oh, Christ. Paige, that's going to look good on a DVD. Paige, what do you think this movie will be called?
I mean, this movie hasn't even come out yet, and I still call it 5 Cream. So that's what I'm hoping, that the name will stick with it, because I think it's a lovely name. But you know what? Honestly, I'm not entirely sure. I was thinking kind of like H2O vibes, like maybe S26. But that sounds a little weird. It doesn't roll off the top of the tongue. So I was thinking maybe like Scream Returns, because he's coming back X many years later, and this could start a new franchise kind of in a sense. So I'm either going to stick with 5 Cream, because that's what I'm going to call it for the rest of my life personally, or like Scream Returns.
So. Okay. Ben, what says your brain?
Yeah, I'm on the 5 Cream train. I think that'll pick up some steam. I'm really hoping
they moved the V. They moved it though, because now with the, it's like the V is within the M, which is confusing looking. But they're trying to, like, you wouldn't know that on a blind eye. They put the Roman numeral like in a deep V, like the I like to wear in the summer.
Yeah, like I just rewatched Scream 4 for like whatever reason, and the 4 comes in on, I forget what letter is it, like the A. For the A
original, and then they moved it.
On the, so I don't know. I think it'll be like, it depends. It depends what happens in the movie, right? Like if it's just a standoff or standalone, and they're just doing one off thing, then you know it'll be like probably the reboot. I still say 5 Cream if it's gonna end up being like a continuation of things, which I think it is, just because you already got characters from Scream 4 in it, right? So it's gotta have something to do, not something to do with that movie, but like those events happened in the same universe kind of thing. So yeah, but I say 5 Cream.
All right. I can't wait for 6 Cream already. Bill, what is the name of this movie in 10 years?
I just wrote down Scream 5 because I'm a simple guy, but I think it is something along the lines of like Scream Revisited or Scream the, like to Keith's point, like something happened in this movie, but it should be something other than just Scream, because I think it's not like the Danny McBride one. Or is it? It's the same killer. So it's such a weird thing just to call it Scream, and then there's another movie Scream with the same exact literal characters in this one. So it's just kind of confusing.
Yeah, it's an unfortunate event that the way that they're pulling it off, because like this, we went through this in like the 80s with the Rambo movies, like these weird titles and kind of shuffling like what order they're in. And like, yeah, exactly. And like Halloween just did this. Like we just saw them remake the third movie that's called Halloween. Like I thought it'd be like, even if it was like, yes,
with the same people and characters too. Like it's not like it's like a new fresh start. It's the same woman and killer.
Yeah, it goes Screams. I mean, Halloween to Halloween in their weird franchise. So, but we'll see. We'll see how this one picks up. Next one we have here, and I think, you know, there's a lot that they can pull from, but I think it's one that just jumps off. What returning cast member you think we'll see that we don't already know in this movie? And for those that are wondering, there has been some cast members announced. Obviously, we know that the returning 3, we'll call them, are in this one. So you get Courtney Cox, David Arquette, Neve Campbell reprising their role. And out of the main cast, aside from Roger L. Jackson, who's still the voice of Ghostface, long live that man. I have no idea how old he is. The only other returning that I believe I see here was, why can't I remember her name?
Judy Hicks.
Was the police. Thank you.
Judy Hicks.
The blonde. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you guys didn't mention Randy Meek's sister is also in this, I'm pretty sure.
I saw a bunch of Meeks on the cast list. Yeah.
But we don't know what that means. We don't know, but we do.
That's true. That's true.
Is it sister? Is it daughter? Is it cousin? Is it aunt? Is it mother?
But yeah, there's kids.
Yeah, listen.
There are two kids with the Meeks last name, so.
Just in this hybrid. But which returning member that we do not know do you believe will be in this film? We're going to reverse order. Bill, who do you see potentially making a return? Or you can even just throw a stab, like who you want to see return.
I mean, I'd like to see Stu, but yet again, I think the fact that if that guy was able to survive that, that should have been mentioned somewhere along the lines, like he's still in prison or he has brain damage and will never be the same. But I mean, he was awesome. He stole the show in the first one, was probably at least the comic relief, if not the best part of the whole movie. So I'd love to see him.
Okay, Stu, which by the way, this movie does take place at Stu's old house. That is part of the setting that we've seen in commercials. Ben, what says you?
Yeah, I mean, Stu's the most logical, right? Because they had thrown around, there was the rumor where he was going to be the killer in Scream 3. So that's sort of like, and like the trailers have been teasing his house like nonstop. Mm-hmm. So it's got to be some sort of connection there. It's hard to pull characters from the other movies, right? Most of them die. Like Cotton Neary somehow coming back would be kind of cool. But I think Stu feels like the most logical choice and the best choice. Like Billy said, he was the best part of Scream 1. So yeah, I think Stu is the easy answer, but also I don't know what else you could sort of go with, honestly.
Yeah.
Paige?
Jaden Pinkett-Smith. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No, for me, I mean, come on. The logical answer is Stu. I mean, and I know Ben kind of just like touched upon it. Like that was kind of what the premise they were going to go with Scream 3 was that he was actually going to come back and be the killer. And I don't know if any of you guys have seen the show The Following, but that show is supposedly that script was like going to be like the Scream 3 like script. So I'm thinking Stu is going to be back. And he's going to be in jail and he's going to have like a cult following and he's going to rally all those rascals up to do his dirty work for him.
Interesting. Okay. So Keith, the cast wide open for you. Everyone's going one way.
Yeah, I know. I love the Stew part of it. I enjoyed Scream 4. I wouldn't mind because it's been 10 years since Scream 4 came out. So if they went with Kirby, who I think was awesome, played by Hayden Panettiere, who got stabbed but didn't die, I think you could bring her back. I think you could also bring back Jill Roberts because she got shot in the chest at the end, not in the head like some of the other killers in the past. So it could be a similar thing where maybe she's in jail and maybe people like her or something along those lines. But I wouldn't be afraid to go to those two. I mean, obviously, Randy Meeks is my favorite character. I just feel like that'd be a
justice.
Yeah, it'd be tough to pull that one off. But yeah, that's something I'd love to see.
Yeah, my heart says Randy Meeks, but like I think where we saw in the trailer that like Dewey's kind of taking over that role where he's like, "There's rules you gotta go by." I'm like, "Ah, God damn it, no!"
He's so serious too. I like doing those fun rules.
I know, but yeah, for me, like I went in my head, I was like, "Do they go like crazy wild?" This could be part of like we'll talk about wacky pitches, but like a part of me is almost like, "Do we bring back Sydney's mom? Like, does Sydney's mom somehow play a role in this all these years later?" It could be dead. By the way, all these characters could be dead. We see again.
That is true, yeah.
So maybe, you know, somebody that was killed in some sort of interesting scene, how they tie in. I don't know if that's Billy Loomis's mom, maybe another Loomis family member's involved with this somehow. Loomis,
I hope not.
Oh, come on.
The 60 pounds back this time.
Randy Meeks actually recorded the first ever podcast before he died, and there's just hours and hours of audio of Randy Meeks talking about what happened.
And he predicted 26 years later for them, 25.
That's great.
In this movie, do you think we're going to see more of the new cast or more of the returning cast? So the big three, will they get more screen time, or are we going to really focus on these new characters? The reason this question comes up is Scream 4, I think some of the criticism there was, they may have leaned too much into a new cast, but if you look at it in retrospective, as Keith mentioned, it's been going to be 10 going on 11 years since that movie came out. That didn't lead to anything. We didn't get another Scream till now. And so are they going to try to rely on the old or really, really lean heavy on the new where this is projected to be a reboot of the franchise? Paige, we'll start with you on this one.
Yeah, honestly, I kind of think they're going to lean more heavily on the new cast. I mean, with all of the like featurettes they've been showing us, it's all set around pretty much the new cast. They're introducing them. They're trying to get us hooked to all of them, interconnected with them one way or another. So for me, I feel like it's this film is going to be like handing the torch over to the new cast. So, I mean, we shall see. But I personally, I think the new cast is going to get way more screen time. And I think that it's like the baseball coach is on the line, like on the team, like they're on the bench. But we got the players right now doing the play. That's what I feel like.
Our baseball coach. Yeah, we're going to get the baseball coach.
That's why I'm
wearing
the hat today. This is why I'm wearing the hat.
Big baseball fan page. Big baseball, I can tell.
Totally. That's why
the hat was on for the analogy.
Yeah, exactly.
Ben, where do you think this one's leaning here for screen time purposes?
Yeah, I kind of agree with Paige. And I also think just from a numbers standpoint, there's a lot more new cast than there is old cast, right? Like, and we'll get to some other stuff later that I think will factor into it. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of big names in the new cast. I think the thing is most of them are going to die, you would expect. Mm-hmm. Like a good chunk of them are going to die. Maybe they'll leave some left over to do more movies. Maybe they'll leave some of the main cast left over to do another couple movies. Hopefully that's the case. But yeah, I think they're going to lean a little bit more into the new cast this time around. I think Scream 4, the new cast, I mean, I could talk all day about how the new cast the casting in Scream 4 was awful. But like I feel like they didn't do a great job balancing it in that movie, where it was, I don't know, I guess more about the same old characters. So I'm hoping that there are some strong performances in the new cast in this one.
All right, Keith, what do you say?
I think it's definitely going to be more of the new characters, but I think you can do that because when the three old characters are on screen, it's going to feel like it's bigger anyway. So for every like 1 minute they have, you can give like 4 minutes to the other ones. Like Jamie Lee Curtis, for better or for worse, is barely in Halloween Kills. And so I think that's probably what they're going to do. And I think if it was really centered on like Sydney, Dewey, and Gale, they probably would just call it Scream 5. But the fact that it's not called that, I think it's going to be about everybody else. But to get people to watch it, you got to put the old school characters in it. And then just, you know, like you said, passing of the torch. And then hopefully another at least trilogy of movies.
Gotcha. Billy?
Yeah, I think they need to play the role. Like, it's a little different, but the analogy kind of sticks. Like, the Beetlejuice effect, where he was only in that movie for, like, 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. But when he was on it, he kind of dominated. And to Keith's point, they're just going to be feeling bigger when they're on the screen. And if you want the kills to mean anything, you have to build the new cast up. You have to enrich them. You have to get us to care about them. You got to hook us and be like, all right, now I don't want this guy to either be killed, or the most important thing for me sometimes in these things is when I really like somebody, I'm like, fuck, I hope they're not the killer. So I want that emotion to be built into at least two or three people. So the whole time I'm like, damn, I want like him not to be the bad
guy. Well, okay. Billy, I have a little hint. Hope this isn't a spoiler.
Whoa.
The killer is on the poster. So.
You know what? And I'm telling you.
I feel like any of those cats, it could be any of them on those posters. So.
Something's up with that. That's too obvious. Something's up with that. I'm telling you, look in the poster, start dissecting it. Because
I mean, then again,
there.
Ghostface is on the poster, so I guess that's why.
Ghostface,
I
didn't get
But I think it's deeper than that.
I
like that theory.
I think, Billy, I agree with that. The Beetlejuice analogy is actually really good because I think you're right. I think it's going to start off long, probably for the first half hour-ish of new cast. Then we're going to get that like phone call to Sydney and with Dewey, it's happening again. And, you know, whatever. Do you have a gun? I'm Sydney Prescott. Like, all right. Christ almighty.
You didn't have one in half of the other movies. Like, what the fuck?
Actually, great point. I don't know. I can't remember how many times she had a gun in her hand aside from it, like ends of movies where things are like dramatic.
Sometimes
like,
she did, right? Sometimes she didn't.
But
so.
She was also like a badass that could fight somehow. Like she knew like karate in that first one. Like, so
yeah,
she didn't
and
need
she's
it.
Doing roundhouse kicks, and then in Scream 2, yeah. She was scared during a play when she saw a mask. So keep that for what it's worth. Even
she
though
didn't
we do
in Scream 3.
True, but that movie's forgotten. We don't talk about that movie.
Yeah.
Okay, so we talked about the big three now. I think I don't want to maybe say it this way. If one of them's dying, who do you think, or more are dying, who do you believe that will be? If none are dying, just say, I don't think anybody's dying. And Billy, I'm going to start with you on this one. Who, big three, anybody dying, the returns?
I'm going to say if you don't kill at least one, it's dumb. And I think you should kill two to all of them in this one. You've got to either keep just the one remaining, keep Sid remaining, or knock off at least two of them, because you got to make these movies mean something. And by killing people and like of that level, it makes it mean even more.
Okay. All right, Ben, what do you say?
It's so I don't think it'll be two. It's either going to be one or all of them. My feeling is it's going to be Dewey just because he's the most expendable, right? Like, I feel like killing Gale and not Dewey wouldn't make like a lot of sense. Or I think all three of them get it. And it's going to be kind of where three of the new cast end up taking on their roles. And then that's what the next movie would be. Like, those three are the last ones left or whatever. And then they carry it on. But yeah, I think as far as like expendable out of the three, Dewey's the one that sticks out the most.
Paige, what do you got?
Guys, they can't kill Sid. She was running, pushing a baby carriage. That would be so sad and traumatic for so many of us fans. Like, she finally got no baby. They can't kill
no, that
her
was
now.
The gun. That was the gun. She pushed
that,
the
that
gun.
Was, in the yeah, that actually, that is what it was. No, for me, personally, I think Dewey's luck has run out. That man almost dies in every single movie. And he just gets lucky, like, somehow, every single time.
That backwards so knife still gets me. The backwards knife, man.
Every
shit
time.
Shit throw.
So, I think our man Dewey is going to walk off into the horizon with Ghostface.
Yeah, I think Dewey goes, too. The only reason I have pause is because of the awesome documentary, You Can't Kill David Arquette. So you're like, are they gonna go against
shit,
that?
Can they? Yeah.
Oh, that's definitely happening.
Yeah, now the way Scream works, they probably will wait. Yeah, they probably will do it now. And because I think he was supposed to die in the first one, right? Or at least they wheeled him out. He got the whole thing. And you're like, and then they're like, actually, let's bring him back. And then he is kind of stuck. Because the other thing is, if they're gonna keep making these, are all three. You got to keep writing them back in. You got to keep doing that. And not that the three of them are super busy and like they won't do it, but it's just kind of handcuffs you when you're trying to write a script for like the next several movies. Yeah. So yeah. Somebody's yeah, trying.
If they could all just pass the torch on to be one last girl next, that might not be a bad way to end the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think we'll get to it, but I think cliffhangers will be involved here. My gut tells me when I think about it, like, building this franchise, like, who's the most important? Now, obviously, you're all probably going to say, well, Sydney, right? Sydney, duh.
Yeah.
But could this movie be made without her? Is Neve Campbell a pull? Is she really, like, that character to me? Does she have, like, I feel like in Hollywood now, like, no disrespect to the wonderful Neve Campbell, but she's not, like, a draw. And not that really any of the three really are, but I think there's more when it comes to like the internet, the crowds are looking at. I feel like David Arquette might actually be the biggest star.
Oh, my God.
I truly believe this.
I don't think it's the actor or actress. I think it's the character. And I think Sidney Prescott is the most popular character. Yes.
What you're saying is right, but when
she
think
is
about,
the
like,
ultimate scream queen.
Right.
If you push forward, my gut says if you need to do something big, you're killing Sidney. If you, this new killer or this new franchise, if there's a twist, if there's more to come, she's got to go. She is the driving force. So a part of me thinks she could be killed here. I think she's definitely going somewhere soon. But if someone's going, it's Courtney Cox. I think it's Gale Weathers. I just think that she has the emotion enough that she – I just don't see her Dewey and Sid seem like the two that are the most important to it, and Gale's just kind of been there. In my opinion, like, she's been important, but I think she goes, and I think she could even go rather early. There's a couple scenes in the trailer that make me go, ooh, that could
she's
be a death
a
scene right
hog,
there.
You know? So.
Yeah, so that's where I'm going to go with it. Yeah, I just think there's something up there. I think Courtney Cox will be gone. And let's be honest, I bet you David Arquette said, listen, you want me back? Kill my ex.
Pete, how dare you?
Definitely.
By the way, there was a great Q&A you can watch, not the one page you potentially are seeing after a film that isn't real. There
it's
is
just an A. There's no Q.
Paige bought tickets, by the way, to see Scream, and there's a live Q&A that's not live, and you can't ask questions.
Yeah, so I don't know how this works.
Just an A.
So it's like a virtual. A. I don't know, and we don't know who it's with.
Virtual A.
But there's a great question where they ask, like, oh, how did it feel coming back together, the three of you guys? And David Arquette's just great. He's like, oh, so great to be with the mother of my children again. They're always asking about us. They see us together. They get really upset. So do I. It was like a great line.
Yeah. It was like so awkward. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I just feel like that guy's on top of the world right now. I just love him. All right. Sure. Once Halloween made its return, the big thing was more blood, more gore, more kills. Halloween hasn't really sold itself off of that, but I'm going to set the over-under on the podcaster's dozen of 11. Are we going to see over or under 11 kills in this upcoming Scream 2022? Keith, what says you?
I want to go over, even though all of the other movies have been under, unless you count the like movie deaths and stab from Scream 4. Like, you know, like, I don't know if those count or not. Like, the death scenes, but they're movies. I don't know. That's the only one that went over 11, though, if you count that. But it's 2022. The cast list is pretty enormous. Plus, there's going to be a few strays, like unnamed characters that end up dying, I think, along the way. So I think it's pretty safe to take the over.
Okay, Billy?
Yeah, I'm going to go over. And like Keith mentioned, the opening scene with the deaths and that. Like, the deaths in the movie theater one was the one that I really liked, too. So I think I can't wait for the opening scene. I think they know that's like one of their hallmarks. So I think in the opening scene, it might not even be like a – like, you know how they, you know, they did the same thing, killed the same people with the same names or whatever. I think it might just be like an open invitation for Ghostface to go and kill like six people and just put his name on the map and just be like, I'm fucking back. Right. That's what I'm hoping for. So I think that makes it easy over 11 deaths.
I just hope that's what it says. I hope he talks. I hope it just, I don't care who the killer is.
He
I
does
just
talk. Want the
voice. I'm fucking back. Ben, what do you say?
You guys are convincing me that it's the over. 11's high. 11 seems really high.
For Scream, it's high.
Yeah.
I think it's average 6.5 is the average through four films.
Yeah.
Where's the half coming
from? No, it went 8, 10, 10, 14.
Really? Like I said earlier, it's 10.5. I Googled it earlier. I don't trust Google anymore. I should have binged it.
Knowing the directors and having seen Ready or Not, I think it'll be over because that movie was awesome. I think they're just going to bring it. But yeah, it's like even looking at the cast list, like if it's 11, like how many people that aren't on that cast list are going to have to go, like 5 or 6, and then at least 5 or 6 of the people listed on there are going to have to get. Although like I said before, I think most of them are going to get it. So. Yeah, I'll take the over. Also, right. When we're handicapping, probably put a half on there.
Thank you, Ben. I got DK Live. That's Ben's mind. A little DraftKings action there.
That's the editor in me.
Jesus Christ. For me, I might be the only one that's under. I think it's for every Scream film, it's always been like what? Like, well, you just gave us the math, Keith, so yep. You know the deal. That's not my forte. Mine is movie trivia. But yeah, for me, I mean, Lee, in one of the trailers, like Dewey recorded saying there were three attacks. There weren't three murders. There were three attacks. So I'm personally going with there's about 6 or 7 actual kills. I think there's a bunch of attacks. But I think some people are going to be walking away.
Okay. That's a big, I've also seen that theory. Like the opening scene might be, what's her name? Is it Ortega
Jenna
there?
Ortega.
She might survive. And that's a big plot point with this, that maybe this killer kind of lets them live. There's something where I've read.
That's what I think it is. I think.
Oh yeah. Is there a Drew Barrymore thing that happens where one of the cast members is just cooked and she was supposed to be a big part of the movie?
Wait, what? She was cooked? Like they put her.
No, she was killed. Like Drew Barrymore, when I was little, like looked like she was going to be a main player. She was killed.
Oh, yes. No, yeah. This one, like, yeah, I've heard that, like, maybe they're reversing some of this.
Yeah.
Ghostface is more attacking than he is killing.
Personally think, too. Yeah.
I'm going to take the over. I'm not going to go with Billy's scenario where the Ghostface is just, or they, is just slashing and dashing to start. But I think there's going to be a scene where. Just people, whether it's a party, whether it's a school scene, something, there's going to be multiple deaths in one part. And I think it's going to be one of those jaw dropping, like throat slashing, holy cow. Like I wouldn't even mind if that's on the reveal. Like if they reveal themselves like out of mask and just start killing everybody around them, like something insane. So that could be 5, 6, or maybe 3 to 4 kills right there. So I'll still go with the over. Keith, just so you know, in the Stab films, again, by the YouTube account Kill Count, he does count those as kills in the movie because of the death gore look, but it's not actual like body counts.
Okay. Yeah, that one's interesting because like sometimes you're like, all right, well, that's just an actor.
Within a movie.
Really die.
It's like the account postseason numbers.
Stab counts, okay, guys?
That's true.
Yeah, it does.
That one has time travel.
Let me ask you this. This wasn't actually one of my original questions, but I should have. Is there going to be a Stab movie within this film? Is there new Stabs for new Scream?
So I would say they don't show you footage from them because that's been kind of done, but there's going to be posters in the background or one of the characters is going to reference it being their favorite movie or something. It'll be brought up, but I don't think
they'll try it by a billboard or something.
Yeah, yeah. I will say I saw an image and it's like Jack Quaid and like a bunch of them like sitting in someone's living room. And there's like a couple DVDs like on the coffee table and Stabbed is like on the table.
But is that new Stabbed? Because my guess is they're going to reference old Stabbed. Like Stab's a failed franchise. My guess is the way that this director is going to be quirky. He's going to pretend like the old Stab is like dead and like,
they
don't make movies like that anymore. Like, yeah. I think they're going to give Kevin Williams a little tip of the cap and obviously to Wes Craven as well.
Because they got up to, I think, was it Stab 7? They were like, the way Scream 4 like rips through them, I think they got up to Stab 7 and then it cut to like real life. So I don't know. Maybe they've had 10 by this point. Like,
so it's like Saw at this point. It's like a Saw franchise.
Yep.
They'll have to go 3D. Then they'll have to bring it back. Then they'll have Chris Rock in it. And he's like, a Saw movie. Yeah.
Just real quick on that. I've still not seen was it Spiral? Is it worth it? I've heard
I have not either.
Yeah. No, it's not bad. If you like the Saw movies, it's worth seeing. It's not great, but it's worth seeing.
Okay. Fair enough. Next question here. What previous songs do you think we're going to get? Any, obviously we know some of the famous ones, but any use of previous songs in this film? Keith, I'll go to you because I know you're a big fan of the soundtracks here.
I was going to say Scream 3, the only productive thing from Scream 3 was the kick-ass soundtrack. So hopefully they just bring back all those songs. No, but I think you get the Red Right Hand. I mean, you gotta get that one.
They wasn't play that, in 4 though.
I think the crowd will cheer if they play that.
That's why I want to see it early. I have to see. Yeah. I can't Spider-Man this one and see it a week later, even though that's still early. But nobody clapped. Nobody cared. Everyone knew. Red Right Hand. So I'm going to just jump in. If I need, I don't care if it's on a car, somebody finds an iPod, I need Creed What If. Somewhere, just a little, doesn't have to be the full song, just even the guitar riff, passing by, walking through a mall, driving fast down the street, just a little.
Somebody's taking their headphones off and you kind
of. Yes, I'll take any touch of it. I'll take any touch of it. That's what I need it to happen. But yes, obviously we'll get Red Right Hand as well. Bill, what says you?
I wrote down Red Right Hand, even though it was odd, it wasn't in the fourth movie. But my main thing with Scream is I hope they keep the consistency where there's almost no music to when the kills happen. I hope they don't add in some like dramatic score, because I think that's what makes this different from every other horror franchise. You're just like I'm like not frantic, but I feel in the moment when that guy's going after you.
Ben, what about you?
Red Right Hand will be in it, guaranteed. I really hope they do the Gale and Dewey music, which I think they probably will. Youth of America by Bird Brain was it?
Yep.
Right?
Yes.
I think that with the whole going back to Stu's house kind of thing, I think they might bring that back. That would be my I would like to see it. I think that would be kind of cool.
Wild card, Paige, music, you what?
Mine is obviously Dewey's theme from Scream 2, because that shot of him walking in the hospital, reloading his gun with all his bullets dropping, slow-mo style, throw that Western music in there, be so badass. Or like Sidney's Lumet, like, you know, like something like that. But I want Dewey's theme so badly.
All right, now let's get into the thick of it, the things people are really wondering. Will there be multiple ghost faces? Do we have one, two, maybe three killers? Paige's kind of theory earlier. Do we go there? I'm just kick this one off. I want there to be one. I'm okay with one. I'm okay going OG style. There's just one psychopathic, really talented, murdering 18-year-old out there that is going to slice and dice. We'll go to Ben. Ben, what do you say here? Multiple, a whole bunch, one?
Multiple, and now that you mentioned it, I could see a scenario where a crazy twist is it's a whole bunch. It's like a gaggle of them, you know? It's a ton of them.
A cockle.
Coughlin Murders.
It's definitely going to be at least two. I could see it being three. But like two is almost cliche, but like one is like not enough. So I feel like it's gotta be more than two.
Fucking right? 10. I need 10 murderers.
All of them.
Just everyone. The killers on the poster, PS, all of them are killers.
They're all the killer.
Dude, that would be nuts if like you find out like they're all working, like they all have their own Ghostface mask and they're actually just going out trying to kill each other and no one really knows who Ghostface is because they think they are the Ghostface and it's someone else. Like,
listen, stop it. Stop spoiling Blackfist. The movie. We know you're
sorry. Scream 6.
they got a franchise to build. Paige, so what do you think? Are you going with your theory from what they were going with potentially with The Following in that Scream 3? Which, by the way, if anybody here hasn't seen The Following, first season's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
That was a great
so
show
good.
For a season.
Kevin Bacon, what?
If you dabble into that, The Following?
Never saw it. No.
So it was a Fox show, I want to say in like 2013.
Oh, yeah.
And it was Kevin Bacon.
Dude from A Knight's Tale, right?
Yeah, dudes from A Knight's Tale. Yeah, oh yeah, like the main, like the,
oh, the main guy. Yeah, I can't think of
it or whatever. Sorry,
you know the Knight's Tale.
All right.
The first season was uncontrollably good. Second season was good, and then it just like most shows, like especially
and then got canceled.
Yeah.
And then they did like a straight. I think they did a last resort DVD release of like. 6 episodes, and then that's when like Netflix
anywhere. Where's it? Where is it streaming?
I'd be on Netflix somewhere.
I'll be honest with you. That's the weird thing. This show was like very, very popular when it first came out, and then it like died a just quiet. Like the fact you don't even know what this is tells me all I need to know. Because this was
nowhere free, but it's on everywhere.
HBO Max.
No,
maybe. So is it really? Because I will go watch
maybe?
It.
I think it might be. I'm seeing.
It was. I'm guessing. What was it? 2011, 2012.
You can voodoo it for $2.
It, yeah, it definitely was because I was in college when my friend like we were watching it like off like a legal website. Sorry, YouTube, don't kill me.
Oh boy.
Legal website, like adult film websites like Billy's going to?
That's actually what it was.
You porn.
The Following with 2 weeks after.
Simpsons.
No, but like yeah, like a I forget what the word's called for them.
Good,
yep.
Good for you. Sure. But so are you going there? Are you sticking with the multiple killers there? Is that the theory you have here?
For me, I'm either going with the basic two, and I have those two in my mind, but I will wait to say who they are. Or I think Stu's got himself a little cult that is multiple. When I mean multiple, I mean like 6 or 7.
Jesus.
I really like that theory.
Now I kind of want to see it. Keith, what do you got?
I think it has to be multiple because I think that's actually one of the best things of the Scream movies, and it separates them from the other slasher movies is that it is multiple killers, and the only movie that didn't do it was far and away the worst one, so I don't think you want to go back to Scream 3 and have just the one reveal. And because I went with the over 11 kills, I have to go with the multiple killer thing because it wouldn't make any sense at all for them to get that many bodies in a short period of time. And I hadn't thought about the 3 or 4. I kind of like that too. And I wonder, and maybe one of them is like a reluctant killer, like doesn't want to be involved, but somehow is involved. And because all the other movies we've seen, it's been like they're in it together and this is what they're doing. And it's really one person's idea. Then the other person's like, yep, let's do it. But maybe you have a scenario where somebody is like, we've done too much. Like, I don't, yeah. I know we're just going to scare people and now we're killing them. And like, I think you could see something like that.
Huh. Yeah. I'm really starting to now think that might be, like the best way that this movie could go, even though I do like my theory of just like some 17-year-old chick killing a bunch of people like last time.
You get a stack of killers. Like it's a fantasy lineup. But like quickly, I'll just say my thing is like you need at least two because in most of these other horror movies, I'm not a huge horror movie buff, but like the killer is either like supernatural or superhuman or something about him is like crazy. These are just your average kids. So for them to pull off all of these things, like being on the phone with somebody and like one of them actually being the killer, and like you need at least two. I wouldn't mind a twist of 3, and then maybe one of them like does the like the all right, like when I actually go to stab him, I can't or something like that. But like at least two would be a nice touch.
I think also because the multiple killers and the whodunit is such a big part of it. And now if you have 3, you could have a scene where there's 3 characters in a room and Ghostface shows up, and then you're like, oh, well, it can't be those 3. And you're like, actually, 2 of those 3 are also involved or whatever. And like, it can really throw you off. So I bet they do that.
All right, you guys have talked me into it. This is like, I'm already excited for this. Like, I kind of need it now. There's also a scene where it looks like there's a metallic face.
Yes. Because I don't know if that's a flamethrower. Like, what?
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I'm in for the insanity here. I'm in for the ride.
Remember those masks that you could buy shortly after Scream where you press it and the blood drip down?
Yes.
It was like a one-use only, though, because then it would just pull at the bottom. Yeah, you'd have to turn it over, and it wouldn't work correctly. Like, once you hit the one press, it just didn't, like, repool. All right, so the next two questions, I'm actually going to kind of tie them together because I want your wildest pitch. Not what you think is going to happen, but like if you were to be the creator of the film, we kind of already touched on a lot of this, but just something like out of the freaking nowhere. And this can tie into who you think will be the killer if you want. So you can kind of go two for one with it or answer it all at once. Or we can kind of go one way because maybe your wildest pitch involves a killer. For me, I'll just let you know where I'm going to go. I want zombies. I want dead characters reappearing, like reanimation.
Oh god.
I want Randy Meeks back.
In horrible Rossi takes.
God damn it, I forgot you had that thing ready.
don't worry about
it. It's how good I say things. But I want something where like a lot of the old dead characters give me Drew Barrymore. Give me let's pull them all back. Let's get Randy in there. You guys already talked about other dead characters. Like, I want all the kill, and even if it's like a dream sequence, I don't give a crap. I just want a scene where you see all the deads back for a moment. Maybe they're leading to something. Maybe it's a pipe dream. Maybe it's some weird, like, it when they go into some like weird clouded vision of things to see. I just need to see those old characters back. I don't care how we get it. Zombies, living dead, dream sequence. Give me something. I want to see my old friends back one last time. And maybe that's also like seeing the light for one of these characters to die. So I will gladly take 5 minutes out of this luscious film to really shit all over it and give me a bunch of dead characters. Bill, pick me up.
So I'm going to go with the Meekses as the killers. And maybe this is how the third one sneaks in there. You got two Meekses who I saw were on the cast list. And then you have one just kind of being like the tech guy or girl. Maybe it's the one that we saw in, was it Scream 2?
The film buff guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, she pops up at Scream 2.
So maybe she's turned and she's sick of all the killing or something. I don't know. But she is like the guy in the chair, if you will, for the two killers out there just going ham and just killing everybody. Because if you put two Meekses in there, for me, that's at least some sort of a signal to they're going to be, if not like the last ones remaining or the killers.
Okay.
True.
And wildest pitch here, what do you got?
I think I said this when we did the original Scream one, but my initial thought was Sydney as a kid with Billy when they have sex at the initial party and it's covered up and no one knows about it. And the kid from there comes back and is the killer in this movie.
But they never talk about it in 2, 3, or 4.
Crazier maybe things have happened.
Yeah,
I guess.
Maybe she put it up for adoption. Who
she
knows?
Didn't
yeah.
realize. It was one of those, like, when she was going to the bathroom one time, she left it in the bathroom. Well, like, it was just she had a baby.
So Sydney's mom abandoned the.
That's true. That's true. Yeah.
In Scream 3, so it could be kind of like you know, following her mom's footsteps a little bit. That's like my crazy, like, out of the box. But like, could also kind of
be crazy. Really
that, yeah. It's wildest pitch. It's
not zombies
pitch.
Or anything. You know, it's not something crazy. Although I do.
No judgment. No judgment, zombies.
We never said no judgment.
Yeah.
The kid is actually Jack Quaid, guys.
I was gonna say Zombie Randy, like coming back, would be pretty cool. I think.
Thank you. Thank you. So
I like Billy's take though with the Meekses. I didn't know that was a thing until Rossi sent me the cast list, and I was like, wait, what? And also,
everyone's connected. The big thing in the trailer is everyone's connected to someone.
I think Dylan Minnette's character must be related to Judy, the sheriff.
Yeah, he's the son. Yeah.
Yeah. So there might be something there too. I was always her in Scream 4. I was always like, yeah, there's something going on. They brought her back for a reason. But
she went to high school with her too.
Correct.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. There was that whole scene. The pregnancy thing. I think that could be. That's my like out there thing.
I like it. All right, Paige, what about you? What's your wildest pitch here?
All right. Well, besides my whole thing of Stu running a cult from jail, I am going with, I think Gail's the murderer. I think Gail, and I also had the Meeks as well. I had it as Randy's sister, though. I think it's Gail and Randy's sister because I think they're just tired of living in the limelight and have decided to put back like the terror back into Woodsboro because they weren't the ones that ever really got the attention. So I think they're going for like one last ride is like, this is us. We're getting all the attention now. Screw Sydney. Like, we're going to bring the terror back for everyone. So I really think it's, I think Gail is the killer. I've said this since day one. I think Gail is the murderer.
Wow. Okay. So double female. Very appropriate mm-hmm. with the times here. I like it. Right. Keith, what do you got? So what's your wildest pitch?
I do like the stew stuff. I hope something like that happens. It's also the 25-year anniversary of when all that stuff first went down. So I could see whether maybe they at least did like, I don't know, like a series of documentaries about the murders or something in order to like gain a nationwide following where they become almost like these real life serial killers and people follow them. But the other thing, when you're talking about cast list, there's a character named Liv McKenzie, and the McKenzies lived next door to Drew Barrymore. And
everyone's connected, guys.
I wonder if there's a twist that you find out that one of the McKenzies was actually helping Stu and Billy get away with it because of what they were able to do with their first two kills there at her house, and her neighbors were the McKenzies. Now, this is a younger girl, so maybe she's actually related to Billy or Stu in some way, and now her and somebody else go on this killing spree. Keep it going. Keep their names out there.
The actress is Sonia Ben Amar, if I'm saying that right. She's a French model and singer, so not even technically an actress, so... could be interesting there.
Yeah, this is her first film, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, she's a beaut, I'll tell you that. She's easy on the eyes.
Well, the girl from Squid Game was a model too, not really much acting credit, and she stole the whole fucking show.
Awesome.
Yeah, she was very good. She's very good. Just you guys had kind of touched on it earlier. The the writer of this film is James, is it Vanderbilt? I think his name is James Vanderbilt. What's that?
Vanderbilt. Dawson's Creek.
Oh yeah, James Vanderbeek. Thank you.
I just call them like Radio Silence because like that's like their group. I know that technically it's not all of them from Radio Silence doing this, but
a lot. Yeah. So his credits in the past were writing Darkness Falls. That movie sucked.
What? Underrated. That movie slaps. Yo, I used to never put my fucking tooth under my pillow because of that shit.
Well, great. In 2003, I don't know how many teeth you were losing, but you're a lot younger than I am. Zodiac, which I think very cool movie, but a tough one as well. I know that David Fincher put that together. He did both Amazing Spider-Man, so he wrote both of those. So take that for what it's
worth. Yeah, there's always like a weird kids movie or superhero movie in these guys.
Right?
Yeah. He did White House Down, Independence Day Resurgence. Yikes.
Oh, God.
He did Murder Mystery, which is one of my wife's go-to movies when she needs to fall asleep. Again, take that for what it's worth.
The Adam Sandler one?
Yep, with one of his million Netflix. Ready or Not, as mentioned, and now he's coming back here with Scream.
Your wife could fall asleep in the middle of a break.
She's probably sleeping right now. Like, let's not get himself while trying to put my
sleep. And she's supposed to be watching the kids.
Oh, yeah, no, he's sleeping, hopefully. But just taking all that into account, Bill, you kind of already went. So we kind of went wild as pitches. Just throwing out though some of the history of this writer. He also did say that he's taken a lot of what Kevin Williamson did. He doesn't want to ruin anything. He doesn't want to change too much. He wants to take the tone and bring it here. So I guess now, Bill, you've revealed yours. We kind of all have danced around it, but like officially, who is the killer? Who are your prediction for killers? You can just repeat yourself. You already said it. For me, I'm actually on with Paige. I actually had Gail Weathers as one of the killers, even though I said one. I'm hedging my bets.
She's just killing everybody.
But I have her as a killer because her whole career was based off of these murders. And my guess is we're seeing her now this much time later. So 10 years from the last one, I'm guessing down on her luck. Her and Dewey don't look to be together. I'm guessing she is like desperate for something. So maybe she needs to reignite this. And I like the idea of her being behind like somebody else or the kids, it all tying back to Sue's like she's trying to write almost like a novel, but in reality. And I really like what Keith said a few moments ago, where it's been 25 years. And if you're watching, I don't know, CBS on a Friday night, they always have these like 2020 specials of these like 25 years later from, you know, OJ or whatever. And like in this, in this time frame, like this is a huge, in this world, that was a huge thing in this country. And I think that could play a major role. Like they say, like they're going to like celebritize these former killers, people that died. You're going to see them all. So they're going to see and be like, it's time. Like, yeah. I need, now is my time to get popular again. I need another hit. I need another book. I need to be the one behind it. And that's why I think she will die, because I think she will be part of the Killers. And she will turn her back on Sydney.
Branded flowers.
I 1,000% agree with you, Rossi, because, yeah, I think she needs a resurgence. Like, she needs, you saw in the last one that she was already having a hard time writing her next book. I think, why not just get behind it and control all the murders and everything happening, like a puppet in a sense, to be able to get that resurgence and get back in that limelight and be like, yeah, I'm on top of that story because I'm the one, the mastermind behind the whole damn thing. Yeah, I don't think she gives two shits about Sydney at the end of the day. I think it's just her getting the limelight that she wants.
And Wildest Pitch Part 2, Sydney's baby kills somebody. All right, Bill, who do you think? You said the Meeks, right? You believe this is
I'll go with the Meeks, but if I'm going to have an alt take, I kind of like the Gail Weathers down in her luck, so this is just spitballing. Maybe somebody from the town after her and Dewey split, if they did, marries her to become the next killer and kind of like get into the scene, get to know these people, get to know their habits, and then he just wreaks havoc or something like that. And maybe he has some fringe connection to like Stu or Billy.
Okay. Ben?
So,
aside from Sydney's love child, is there another potential killer here?
Initially, I really wanted it to be Mikey Madison and Dylan Minnette. Just from like an acting chops kind of standpoint. I also like the idea of it being Mikey Madison and Jenna Ortega at the end. And they're just, because I feel like at the end, the best part of the first movie was when Billy and Stu reveal themselves and the whole, like all that dialogue at the end where they're just like, it's just so good. They have to have someone at the end with acting chops to really just drive that home.
Yeah, I mean, but I can also see Mikey Madison's the one that's in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, right?
Crazy,
yeah, okay. I get to see her running crazy and shit. Yes, okay, I'm down for that.
And to go off of that.
Wait, what?
No, to go off of what you're saying, think about, we were talking about earlier this Jenna Ortega opening scene. It looks like she survives. Maybe it's all a ploy to get people to re-engage with Ghostface. They put it together. Boom, there's your twist.
And I mean, Mikey Madison does play a great psycho.
She does. Dude, those are our three killers right there. We just figured out the whole thing.
Yeah. I think Jenna Ortega, like, she was in Jenna, the babysitter, the Mikey, second babysitter, which was really good.
Yeah, thank you.
I think she's the one where it's like, she could really just drive home the end of it and, like, and crush, like, a final scene kind of thing. So I'm thinking more, like, along the lines of that, like, Hollywood lines. My heart wants it to be Stu at the end. And Stu comes back and he somehow is the killer. That's what I really want. But
I would cry. I saw Matthew Lillard on fucking
killing
screen.
People. Oh my God,
yes, it's so beautiful. He's back.
All right, Keith, take us home. Who is going to be the killer here in Scream 5?
I'm going to go with the first ever mother son murder combination of Judy Hicks and Wes Hicks. So it'll be Marley Shelton and Dylan Minnette. I think because in Scream 4, Judy Hicks, like we all said, was definitely kind of shady, but revealed herself to be good. And that just kind of throws you off the scent. But the reality is Woodsboro never took her seriously. The girls in her class didn't even know who she was, didn't remember her name. She's still just a deputy. So she's always kind of second in command. And let's assume her son's also kind of not the most popular guy in the world, and maybe they team up and end up killing a bunch of people.
Yo, maybe his daddy was Billy, and that's why they want revenge.
Ooh,
Christ, the love child thing.
I kind of wonder where he'd have to be 25, but that's they could lie.
No. Froze the sperm. Yes. She's desperate 9 years later.
No, but like they went to high school together, so Billy probably got around. Yeah,
the only problem would be
time.
Yep. He'd have to be like 26.
Yeah.
Younger. But he could be lying. Yeah, if people have fake IDs to be older, why can't
have you
fake
seen
IDs
The Orphan?
Younger?
Has anybody seen The Orphan? You can make it.
She was a 67-year-old woman.
That movie is fucked. Anyways, okay. The very last question. We put our killers, put everything. Here's the really maybe like people would be interested in who you think of the killers. They really want your opinion, but is this movie going to be good? Are you going to leave the theater? It's twofold, because I always leave theaters usually either feeling one way or the other, then digesting it. It's another way of looking at it. I've had my issues with many movies that are major and some that are not so big. Like, I remember when the first It came out, I thought it was like amazing. Oh, not the first, like the rebooted It movie. Mm-hmm. I was like, that was really good. Then I saw it two more times. Like, it was okay. Then the second one came out and I thought it was absolute trash the first time I saw it. Watch it again. It was worse. So
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Second one, like, chapter two is horrible.
Yeah. Halloween Kills. Not even ever going to watch that movie again. I don't think it's going to be hard for me to. So
I appreciate it.
Good. Somebody needed to. I appreciate that it was free. So in this movie, you're going to see it, let's say at some point this weekend, over the next week. Leaving the theater, do you think you're going to like it? And then, let's say, digesting it, talking it over, discussing with friends, family, whoever, will this movie be good to you? Billy, let's start with your ass.
Okay, so this is going to be the first horror movie I'm ever not dragged to see in theaters. It's not a horror comedy ever. This is the first one I'm going to actually want to go see. So I'm super excited for it, and I think it will live up to the hype. I don't think that they're going to fall into any of the pitfalls that 3 did, because I think it's become such like there's Scream people, there's people who are like, you can't do this, you can't do that. So I think they're going to do a pretty solid job, and I think I'll love it.
Okay, Ben.
Yeah, I think as long as it's better than 3 and 4, which isn't really hard to do, I'm gonna like it. I love Scream. Scream's like, honestly, one of my favorite movies. I just love the franchise in general. And like, for what it's worth, I have been seeing that it's getting pretty decent reviews so far. So that's optimistic, at least. Just because, like, you'd think people like us are gonna like it just inherently because we love the movies. But like, I think it'll be good. It's the cast is too good, I think. All the people that they got in it, I think it's gonna be, and the directors. I trust the directors to not lead us astray. So I think I'm going to walk out and potentially want to see it again in theaters, which is very unorthodox for me, I think.
All right, Paige, what do you say?
Dude, I am praying to all gods of gods that this is one of the best movies of the year, because I have it in my top three of the year.
Day 11.
Top three anticipation of the year. Okay. Yeah.
I'm curious real quick. What are your other two anticipated movies?
The Batman. So it goes The Batman, Scream, and then Nope by Jordan Peele.
And then
I have a shit ton of other ones. I'll explain afterwards.
No thanks, but continue.
I really want this to be so good. I've heard nothing but great praises from it. I think even if it's not that good, I'm still going to like it. Can I kind of mention that thing I said to you before we went on? Or do you think that's like... So one of my friends has already seen it, and
Keith, hold on. I don't think this was anything.
No. It's nothing. It's no spoiler. Like, this doesn't tell me anything in it. It's The Last Jedi thing I was gonna say. My friend just said, we don't know. I don't know what this means either. So like, my friend just said, I know you weren't the biggest Last Jedi fan, so I don't know if you're gonna enjoy this film.
Okay.
But I've learned to appreciate The Last Jedi, so I hope I fucking love this movie. So,
all right, keep your
sorry. She just said it's not a spoiler, and then she followed up by saying, I don't know what it means. So I was like, it could be that a spoiler.
No. I don't know what my friend was saying to me. I won't.
Let me give a little background between me and Keith's spoiler relationship. Remember the TV show The Staircase?
Yes.
You guys remember this?
Did you remember it for her?
No, I didn't.
He's good. Me and Keith are on the same level. Like, don't say a word. Just tell people if you like it or you don't. That's kind of as far as we went. So anyways, we were sitting in an office with a former coworker, Dale Arnold, and he just straight up in like the first three maybe sentences of talking about the show is like, well, he was guilty and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, isn't that a big part of the show? He's like, no, you know that right away.
And before he even said anything, I'm like, Rossi hasn't seen it yet. He hasn't finished it yet.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I know. But he's like, can you believe, like, once they said he was guilty, could you believe it? I'm like, all right. And then he's like, yeah, you know, that's kind of early on. And you're like, I'm on episode 5. It hasn't happened yet.
It was literally like, let's say it was 8 episodes. Awful. Episode like awful. 6 is when that happens. And that's the last end. I'm like, thanks, pal.
Yeah, he's no, like, Keith, someone was just comparing another movie to this. Yeah. That's what they were doing.
That's like walking out of The Sixth Sense being like, could you believe he was dead the whole time?
What did you think about that part?
Fuck, I just spent $12 on this ticket.
To answer your question, Ross, I think it's going to be good. I also have sort of like a soft spot or lower bar, whatever you want, for the horror franchise. Because you almost expect them to have 5, 6, 7, 8 movies. I, not that I'm watching, rewatching the Saw movies all the time, but I've seen them all. I enjoyed them all. The Halloween movies, I understand most of them are bad, but I'll celebrate the entire catalog. Like, and it's the same with this. And there's only 5 of these, and only one, in my opinion, is an out-and-out stinker. That's 3. Yeah. But even still, when you asked me to do the episode on it, I'm like, sure. And I rewatched it. And then we ended up talking about it. I like the characters enough. I love a whodunit. I love how it's somewhat unique. And this new writing team, I'm pretty interested in seeing what they're going to do. I really enjoyed Ready or Not, so I'm pretty hopeful that this is going to be good.
Yeah, I think, like, if anybody hasn't seen that, like, Bill, I'm assuming you haven't seen Ready or Not, like, go ahead and watch it. You'll see. Thoroughly enjoyable movie.
Yeah.
And it's about
getting
married.
I really hope they do justice to Wes Craven. I really do think they are taking this movie serious, and I really do think they're going to do justice for him and give us a well-quality film, and God, it better be fucking good.
I just think if they went back and redid it all, if they looked at it from the start, like, if they had the hindsight, they would have kept either Stu or Randy viable.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, 100%.
I don't know if they knew.
Randy could have never died.
I think so. Randy 100% would still be in it if they knew what they were doing.
Yeah. And so here's like the reality. Like, I consider myself relatively positive, but I'm just seeing these trends with these like old movies coming back. And like, I know we don't have a lot to go off of, but like I mentioned, you know, it wasn't really one of those, but like Halloween, we're getting like, Keith was talking about these Saw spinoffs. These.
Did you see Candyman?
I did not. I'm scared to see it. I'm terrified.
No, it's good.
They're rebooting the Final Destination. They just came out with that today.
Oh, yeah.
They already said that, but now there's.
With what's
these guys? It's the guys. It's the same writers for this.
Yeah, he's writing it. John Watts, the director of the 3 Spider-Man movies that we just got. Yeah. He's producing it.
Those are good movies, man.
Final Destination is the perfect party movie because it's just stupid deaths. But my fear is I think I'm going to be disappointed out the gate, but I think I'm going to like it more as time goes on. And I just think because my expectation is high because I love
fine wine. In 8 months, we can do the recap episode with you.
That's what, like, we'll be like the boxers. Like, we'll watch it in about like 9 months. We won't tell anybody anything that happens in it. But like, I just honestly believe that I'm going into this with such high expectations, and I hate doing that. I really try not to, but I think I'm getting like this podcast almost is like I want to go see it tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I'm just fearful that I'm not going to love it, but I will just say that I really believe there's going to be. This movie's going to be smart. There'll be a lot of fan service. I think we're all in agreement there. And I think there's going to be stuff to rewatch. Like with Scream 1, it was very rewatchable once you knew the twists or the killers, whatever you want to call it. And you could see scenes, dialogue made sense. I think we're going to get a lot of that here. I think there's going to be things you can pick up on that's going to make you want to rewatch it. And I believe we're going to end on some form of a true cliffhanger, which the series never really has done. Yeah. I think this one's actually going to hit us with that, whether it's almost like a Dr. Loomis death at the end of Halloween 6, technically. And you're like, where does this go? Nowhere. But like something maybe like Sydney's put in a really awkward or bad position or in a car crash or something blows up. I don't know. I just feel like we're going to get something here at the end that's going to make you go, oh, crap, we just saw something crazy and hear something super crazy here at the end. So I'm excited, though. I'm definitely like I'm amped. Now, Keith, we were talking earlier. Paige already has her tickets. If you like, are you locked in for this movie yet, or where are you at in your view?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm going Thursday.
Oh, so you're at Thursday. Are you at 10 p.m., 7 p.m., or 7:30?
7 p.m. Thursday.
Hey, right. Me too. Maybe you're going to get the not the Q&A, just the A.
I saw that. I saw like the option for that, and I was like, I'll just see the movie. So
I'll let you know how it goes. So.
I got to know who the hell is you're asking questions to or just watching somebody's stock footage of.
See, I want to go on Thursday night, even if I have to go by myself. But I am honestly I teared up too much during Spider-Man. For me, watching a movie alone. Like Scream would be embarrassing for me as an adult.
No, I think I'm going to do it. Well, I think we might have to pull the trigger. If there's tickets Thursday night, I think it's time.
Yeah,
I will just say that. And also just one thing that wasn't mentioned here, the movie runtime is minutes, which half worries me and also half excites. Like that's long.
Hold on, I didn't hear what you said. Say that again. I don't know what the runtime is.
Oh, I'm sorry. My internet. It's hit that point. But no, it's 2 hours, 15 minutes.
Oh shit!
Oh, wow.
Ooh, that is long.
Wow,
that's long. And horror movies that are long, not.
Is it
super?
That's what
long.
It said earlier on the IMDb.
This is an old Judd Apatow movie.
Or is that include
Judd Apatow movies are 2 hours and 15. Oh yeah, the first Scream is like an hour 30, like hour 40 actually maybe.
I'm seeing 2 hours, but let me.
But the so this was actually, I apologize. It was on Showcase Cinema when we were looking at tickets. It said it, so that could include trailer time. I don't know how that works, but
wow, possibly
it includes the Q&A.
It's at least 2 hours then. We're
so this one, so this one on Wikipedia it says 114 minutes, and I think when I bought my tickets on Fandango it said an hour 54. So it's,
I got the AMC app right now. Let's pull it up, guys.
Just shy of 2 hours.
That's much better. I like that. That makes
me. The first one was an hour and 41 minutes, I believe. No, was it longer than that?
No, I thought the first one was like right in that, like either one. I thought it was a little like 140 on the nose or 139.
Mine is an hour and 54 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah. 111 minutes wise. So it's 3 minutes longer than the original.
Ooh, that 3 minutes going to be the big twist.
Don't fret. Don't fret.
I'm not. That made me feel a lot better. When I see 215, ooh. I'm like, ooh.
Can I ask? Do you guys think there's going to be like a mid or post credit scene?
I don't think there's a post credit
scene.
Oh, post credit. Give me a post credit. I love a post credit scene.
Dude, I want one. This would be like, he'll be back or something. Like, Ghostface.
What are they going to Marvel it? Ghostface.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did Ridley like, not what, have one?
What I you could if have they... done with a post-credit scene for like Scream 1 to keep Stu alive if they like had thought this far, you could have just had him being wheeled into the ambulance and his eyes like open. Something like that might be cool for the, like, kill
dude, him. And no, that's what's going to happen. That's the post-credit scene. We're just going to see a wheelchair wailing through. And it's going to be Stu.
It's going to be Professor X.
What's going on?
It's going to be X-Men.
I was getting judged for zombies, and now look at you.
It's happening. Stu will be in the post-credit scene, calling it.
Do you think Jay and Silent Bob will be in it? Because they are confirmed to be in the same universe.
That right there would be, it would be brilliant for them to do this, like another walk-by somewhere. Just like, or a pan shot of like some, because obviously there's going to be like a lot of police things and like there's footage. Like
right on front of Dante's job.
Yeah, honestly. Put in
I could see a dude, his daughter now is an actress too. Maybe she like makes an appearance and like.
Could pop up. Harley Quinn Smith.
Yeah.
What a name, by the way. Anywho, all right, Rich Keefe, where can the fine folks find you?
At Dork Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. And you can check out the podcast, hashtag Dork, wherever you get your podcasts.
And this week you did a full Dork. This is all you. This is like you were waiting for this day.
This is the greatest 2 weeks of my life. We did the MacGruber TV show this week. And then next Monday, we are doing Scream. So get excited.
Paige, where can people find yourself?
You guys can check me out at front on what can't talk today, Twitter and Instagram at Front Page News 9. I also run my own movie blog on Instagram called Feature Flicks. I write reviews for Bite Size Breakdown on Instagram. Stay tuned. Can't talk today, guys. I don't know what's going on. Scream has me way too excited. We're scared. I don't know. But and also on Sunday nights I do a Euphoria after show on Watt Rail, so you guys should go check it out.
Euphoria is a tough watch for me. I have trouble with that. No, it's like I can't watch kids be going.
You gotta watch the new season. Well, it's only one episode, but it's killer. So
it literally, it hurts me to watch, but I'll watch your post show. That's fine. Ben, how about yourself?
You can find me on Twitter at Ben Zweiman DKN. My writings, some writings, most of the content that we do is over at DraftKings. DraftKings.DKNation.com, I think.
Yes.
DraftKings Nation.
Good, right?
Good job. Really as the site editor.
But yeah, all the sports betting and fantasy content that you could desire. So I don't know how much that helps you with the stream, but yeah.
No, I come on here anyway. Just want to get connected with you. Bill, okay, Ben, who's winning the Super Bowl?
Oh, God.
Oh, I've never heard of
it. I hope it's the Packers because I'm a Packers fan. I'll say that much. But
so not the Patriots.
Who the hell knows? No,
okay. I'm going to put all my money now, and I'm going to say Ben Zweiman told me to put all my money on the Packers.
And if we lose, we're coming for you.
Yes, that's fair it. Enough.
We do have content that you can read that would help you towards, you know, making a decision on that, though.
So, why do I have to read when you can just tell us?
More than I do that can help you out. I'm not the guy to go to.
He doesn't even know the website. He can't even get there.
I don't know. I just get paid to do stuff, and it's on a website. And Billy, where can people find you now these days?
Billy D 2411 everywhere, but Twitter, that's Billy D 2411. And quickly, you know, the what have you been watching lately? What the hell we do? Werewolves Within was dope. Go watch it. It was fucking great.
All right.
Awesome flick.
Sorry, I could have actually teased into that. Might as well keep it just very quickly on this. So, Bill, I watch a ton. So, Werewolves Within?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Killing. What is this? I don't even know anything.
It's a horror comedy, and that's all I'll say. But the dude from I Think You Should Leave, what's his name?
Sam Richardson. Yes,
yeah, I do. And the AT&T girl.
The one who doesn't show her body.
Yeah.
She shows up in there.
It's in New Hampshire, dude. Yeah.
It was so much fun. And
where is this?
I bought it on Amazon, but I think you could probably find it somewhere.
Is it on Redbox?
I think it probably is now. It was one of those ones where I think they released it in theater, and then it was not a great release, and then it's still
not. Go to theaters because I can get asked about it.
It's not streaming anywhere. Apple TV for $5.
Nope,
that's pretty good.
I'm gonna look at Redbox.
On Amazon, you can get it on Amazon.
I bought it for $14. If you want to come over.
Oh, done. I will. That's a cheap ride. I've seen a ton of stuff, and I'm actually interested to see who've seen these. So I watched the show. I'm sorry. I watched a movie, The Lost Daughter. I don't know if anyone's
watched that. Yeah, I watched that the other day.
Very depressing. It's
it is very depressing.
Honestly, yes. Keith, here's what it is. It's about 2 hours of a film, 40 minutes of just a woman staring at random objects or people.
Olivia Colman, right?
Olivia Colman, that will probably win an Oscar for just doing.
Yes, that's what I said. That's exactly what I said to my wife. This is going to be an Oscar nominated film. It's Dakota Johnson. Yep. It's basically
Buckley. Yeah.
Yes. It's a very, I will say it's like a good movie. It's just like you have to be in the mood for an artsy ass film.
Okay.
So if you're in that, Lost Daughter on Netflix, I watched. I know we talked about before that True Story. Again, I can't recommend. I thought that was really good with Kevin Hart. Wesley Snipes, he's back, baby. Get him more roles. I watched Old, the M. Night Shyamalan movie.
I have not seen Old because I got it not spoiled. Everyone told me it was horrible, and then they told me what happened, and I was like,
They go to the beach and they get old.
Yeah, but, okay.
Spoiler alert.
But I'll be honest, I liked it. I thought, and Bill,
I'm not going to watch it.
No, well, yes, take this for what it's worth. I need, of all people here, Bill, I need you to watch it because I think this movie was heavily inspired by Lost. And I can't really explain why without giving away more, but
it took place on a beach.
No, but there's more to it. I think that I just thought it was really excellent. And like the M. Night Shyamalan twist of it, if you will, is maybe one of his best in some ways because this one just isn't just a twist for twist's sake, let's say. So I think it's worth it. Me and my wife were invested in it. We watched it twice. I Redboxed it. I'm keeping Redbox alive.
Twice.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen The Night House with Rebecca Hall? That movie slaps. Good horror movie. Go check it out.
What is it called?
The Night House. Night House.
Oh, no. Not seen that.
And
so good.
I can't remember. There was one other
2020.
Yeah, no, I don't know that one. And there was one other show I remember. Oh, I tried. Keith, you had actually recommended it. What is the, like, Stay Close?
Yeah, that's a classic just whodunit. A Harlan Coben, a British, what's going on here? try to get the killer. And I did halfway through. But I still
like that.
I can't. I couldn't. It was like a show that was like, it should have been on the CW. I can tell your Riverdale fandom came out here. Yeah, like,
it's very soap opera-esque. Yeah. But he's done a few of these. Like there was Safe and Five and like something else that they're all
Invasion or something.
I think so. They're pretty cheesy. But like it sucked me in 10 minutes in and I'm like, all right, I'll see what happens. And it's eight episodes. They're all like 40 minutes long. I ripped through it.
Good for you. I couldn't. I just like it wasn't for me. I was like, wait a minute.
You also watched The Gruber, right?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I've not seen The Gruber. That movie, it's one of my, I don't hate, but it's one of the few movies I tried, and I'm like, I can't do this.
That movie's incredible. How have you not been to do that?
I'm on the Rossi train with that one. It's a film.
I can't wait to call somebody checkers and they have no idea what it means. And so I can be like, you're playing checkers. We're playing chess.
Listen, the quips are there. Every time I hear people say lines, I'm like, that's funny. Watching the product ain't for me. It's just not for me. I'm not saying, listen,
not for everybody.
I want people to enjoy it. I'm glad that Keith has a fandom. I didn't even like the character on SNL, so that was my problem. He was even
the character on SNL was good, but then they turned it way up, and that's why the movie and the show's so good.
And he was once, I brought this up last week, he was once a guest host as MacGruber and whoever the female character is on Monday Night Raw. They once were a guest host back in
They had like 9 WWF wrestlers in the movie.
That is true.
And when we interviewed Jericho, I asked him about if he was going to be in the show. And he's like, I hope so. He's like, I reached out to those guys a while ago.
The one thing, this is kind of going off, but like the one thing I love about Jericho, whenever people ask him about stuff like that, he's always like, oh, yeah, man, like I'm going to ask him. Like, I guarantee that son of a gun is not shy to.
Guys, fun fact, Chris Jericho is in the movie Trivia Schmodown with me. Just saying.
Wait, you're in? Ooh. Like, you're facing him?
No, I'd like to. I'll call my shot right now. The Boston Badass wants your ass, man. Let's make it happen.
Yeah, so Paige does a lot of trivia stuff on the Schmodown. So when's your next, when's your next matchup, if you will?
So the new season hasn't started yet. We're hoping late February, early March, we'll be able to get back in studio. No more digital matches. Like, I'll be going to LA to film and record. We'll have way more storylines. For those of you who don't know what the Schmodown is, it's like a hybrid of like WWE wrestling with like movie trivia. So it's not just like answering questions. Like, we all play like a character in a sense, there's storylines to it. It's a fun time, guys. Kevin Smith is in it too. Kevin Smith, the director, writer. Sam Levine was my manager. He was in Inglourious Basterds, Freaks and Geeks. Mm-hmm. Yep. Some cool people in there. You guys should all go check it out. Just saying.
It is very entertaining and a great watch over on the YouTubes. You can check that out. But Bill, what happened this week in Dork? Well, I guess we already know what Dork did. Do you know what the rest of the DSG did, Bill?
MacGoo did the 1989 classic Aliens. You had a draft of 2015 movies with CMC, and those guys were dumb. I mean, they never win their own drafts. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. I'll be honest, if I don't win this, it's only because of my name. It's not my value picks is amazing.
And then
I haven't seen any of the movies.
What else? We already got Dork, TLDR Talk Books, Pineapple Boys. We're doing the season finale of Psych Season 3. We also put Davey in his place on the Dork podcast for taking an unwarranted shot at us.
He did. He apologized. He's a big man.
Yeah.
And big man will apologize. He did. Yep.
It does take a big man to apologize. So
and then he came at us later with I don't know if I fuck up, which is pretty fun. That was funny, though. No hard feelings there. That was nice.
Oh, fuck him.
And then he is streaming on the Dork YouTube, and then Shime and Backcracker are streaming on Twitch.
Love it. All right. Appreciate everybody. Go see Scream. As you know, Dork will be reviewing it next week as well. We will be doing, I think we're going to do 2 next week, Bill, because we're going to review that. And we have some other stuff cooking up. Yes, Ben, show us. Stand up a little. Stand up. Show that shirt.
That is a dope shirt.
It is. Take it off.
I'm on like a bench. I'm in like a bench setup. I don't want to
How much was that shirt?
Fuck if I know, man. Like $30.
Keith, what do you think? Would you have bought it?
Yes, I would have.
Graveyard Birds. They have a lot of cool like pop culture horror shirts and stuff.
I actually just bought a dope ass Scream shirt that I really hope is in time by Thursday, but I think it won't be until friggin' Friday. I'm really scared.
Second viewing.
Yeah.
All right, we appreciate you guys all joining. Go follow them all over on the Twitters, wherever they are doing things. Paige is 5,000 places. Ben's at 1. Keith is at 2. Make sure you check them out, support them. We appreciate you guys very much. Give a follow over at Pop Culture Piledriver. If you could also subscribe to this podcast, leave a 5-star review. Who cares? No one's made it to this point in the podcast. Bill, any final words for our fine folks?
Slap it on the biscuit.
Frank says hi.